Starring Gail Storm and Charles Barrow. Margie's father, as vice president of the investment firm of Honeywell and Todd, has many responsibilities. As executive VP, he is constantly called upon to attend board meetings of the various corporations that his firm is interested in. Right now, he's busily packing for a trip to Chicago.
Well, now let's see if I've packed everything. Handkerchiefs, traveler's checks, 4 suits, 6 shirts, 2 pair of pajamas, a dozen pair of socks, 4 pair of shoes, and 8 ties.
You forgot your razor.
Oh, I won't need it. I'll only be gone one day.
You know, Dad, it's amazing how you can direct the fortunes of 4 big corporations.
Well, I'm a pretty remarkable fellow.
And modest, too.
Oh, I didn't really mean that. I once heard Charlie Farrell use that line in a picture called Seventh Heaven about 40 years ago.
Before my time.
No, mine too. I was only a little shaver then.
Yeah, you used a little razor.
Oh, forget it. What are you going to do while I'm gone, baby?
Oh, I don't know. If Freddie isn't busy, maybe we'll go to the beach.
What do you mean, if he isn't busy? The odds are 10 to 1 he won't be. That boy hasn't had a job since I don't know when.
How can you say that? Last year, he was only unemployed twice.
Yes, and each time it lasted 6 months. Margie, he's worthless.
Oh, I don't know about that. If it weren't for the Freddie Wilsons in this country, a lot of people would be out of jobs.
Who?
The people who work at the unemployment insurance office. But give him a chance, Dad. He'll amount to something someday. He's still young.
Well, what's he waiting for? Look at young Henry. When he was Freddie's age, he ran a Ford into $1 billion. What's Freddie ever done?
Well, he once ran a motorcycle into a fire hydrant.
Did he wreck the motorcycle?
Yeah. And scared the daylights out of a dog, too.
Well, that's about all he's capable of doing.
Dad, you pick on him too much. Freddie has a lot of fine points.
Name one. I said name one.
I heard you. I was just trying to think.
The only fine point he has is the one his head comes to. Well, I can't stand here and discuss Freddie Wilson. I've got to get to the airport.
Do you want me to drive you?
Oh, no, thanks, baby. I'll take my car and leave it in the parking lot so as I can have it when I get back. Let's see now. Did I pack everything?
You forgot your mustache cup.
Mrs. Odette, you don't miss a thing, do you?
Well, all I can say is people who live in glass houses should never have me as a neighbor.
This building isn't made of glass.
No, but your window is. Another thing, Mr. Albright, I think it's dreadful the way you talk about Freddie Wilson.
Well, now, how could you hear all that way across the court and with the windows closed?
Lip reading. Anyway, just because Freddie isn't making any money right now doesn't mean he's a failure. Money isn't everything.
Go ahead, tell him, Mrs. Odette.
Now, you take my sister's ex-boyfriend. He always made a dollar, but he was still a failure.
Why?
The government made better ones.
Well, I'd better be going. I've got to catch that plane to Chicago. Do you have the time, Margie?
No, my watch stopped. Come in.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, hi, Freddie. Dad's making a trip to Chicago. Do you have the time?
Oh, sure. I'll be glad to go with you, Mr. Albright. What time do we leave?
I leave right now. And as far as I'm concerned, you're gone.
Yeah, that's what I always say. I'm real gone.
Freddie, Dad's going to Chicago on a business trip.
Oh. Well, Mr. Albright, before you leave, I'd like to ask you a favor.
How much is the favor?
Oh, I don't want any money.
For what, then?
Well, I'd like to ask you if you'd give me a job in your firm where I could have a private office and a big desk and a secretary. Preferably blonde.
Which, the desk or the secretary?
Freddie, I'd have to be out of my mind to give you a job.
Well, you wouldn't have to be, but it'd help.
Well. Why, you wouldn't last one day in my office.
Well, that's all I want the job for, one day.
I guess one day's work makes him eligible to collect 4 months unemployment insurance.
Well, I don't have time to discuss this. My plane leaves in an hour. So long, Margie.
So long, Dad. Have a nice trip.
Thanks. So long, Mrs. Odette. Keep your eye on Margie while I'm away.
Don't worry. I keep my eye on everyone in this building.
Aren't you going to say goodbye to me, Mr. Albright?
Nothing would give me greater pleasure if I could only add one word to goodbye.
What?
Forever.
Margie, your father's always clowning.
Freddie, why were you so anxious to get a job in Dad's office for just one day?
Well, my uncle will be in town today, and I wanted to make a good impression on him. He'll only be here for one day.
Which uncle is that?
His rich one from Denver.
Mrs. Odette, how did you know?
I just read that telegram sticking out of your pocket.
Mrs. Odette is right, he is rich.
What's his name?
Maurice Morton. He's got millions, and I figured that if I could make a good impression on him and he thought I was successful, he might set me up in business someday.
Hey, wait a minute. An idea is cooking. If Uncle Maurice thought you had a nice big Park Avenue apartment, would that impress him?
Oh, sure, but all I've got is a single room on Third Avenue and without cooking privileges.
Here's what I'm getting at. Dad won't be back until tomorrow. I'll stay with Mrs. Odette, and as long as your uncle will be in town only for one day, you tell him this is your apartment.
Sounds good, but it won't work. I don't have the clothes to go with a layout like this.
Well, you can wear Dad's things, and I've got another idea. We'll really put it on. I'll pretend that I'm your maid.
Freddie, is your uncle handsome, or does he look like you?
Oh, no, he's very handsome. Why?
Well, as long as you have a maid, I think you ought to have a housekeeper, too.
That's an excellent idea. Huh? Freddie, go in Dad's room and put on one of his outfits. Suit, hat, shoes, and everything. Meet your uncle and bring him over here, and we'll pour it on.
Okay. I don't know what time his plane is due, but I'll meet him at his hotel. He always stays at the Compton.
Oh, Freddie, one more point of information. Is your uncle a bachelor, I hope?
Yes, he is.
And he's well off, too, Mrs. Odette.
That's the trouble with bachelors. They know they're well off.
Taxi, mister? Taxi?
Yes, please. Take me to the Hotel Compton.
Right. Hey, you just got off that Denver plane, didn't you?
Yes, yes. I live there.
Hey, my wife's got relatives there. Maybe you know them. Name's Smith.
Well, there are a lot of Smiths there. Look out! Look at the way that maniac's driving!
I'm sorry, driver. It was my fault. I'll just take your number and notify my insurance company.
Okay, mister.
I'll say it was your fault. There ought to be a law against drivers like you.
Now, please, sir. I'm late for my plane. I don't have time to argue. And besides, this is none of your business.
Well, I'm making it my business, you lame brain nitwit.
Who's the lame wit nitbrain?
You are!
Why, I'd punch you right in the nose if it wasn't for the eyeglasses.
I'm not wearing eyeglasses.
No, but I am.
Well, take them off and put up your juice.
It'll be a pleasure.
All right, you take that.
Take that and I'll show you.
No, wait.
This will kill
my feet. All right. Let's break it up. Break it up.
Okay, mister, let's get in the cab.
Mrs. Odette, Freddie just phoned from the lobby. He and his uncle are on the way up.
Oh, goody!
Well, how do I look? You think I'll pass as a maid?
Of course, especially with that outfit. But how about me? Do I look like a housekeeper?
Well, you're dressed for the part. But aren't you wearing pretty expensive perfume for a housekeeper? What is that, anyway?
It's a new perfume. It's called Emsic.
M sick?
Yes. That's kiss me spelled backwards.
Oh, here they are now.
Yeah.
Remember, put it on big.
Oh, yeah.
Good afternoon, Mr. Wilson.
Good afternoon, Marjorie.
Good afternoon, Master.
Uncle Maurice, this is Marjorie.
How do you do, Marjorie?
And
do
Mrs.
Do?
Odette.
How do you do?
Mrs. Odette.
Yes. These are my domestics.
Domestics? I'm important.
Freddy, I must say you have quite an apartment. Yeah, you must be doing quite well.
Oh, he does very well, Uncle, sir.
And did you say that your housekeeper's name was Mrs. Odette?
That's right.
Married?
Several times. But at present unattached.
Well. How intriguing.
Uncle Maurice, would you like to take a nap before we go out to dinner? After your terrible experience at the airport, you must be tired.
What terrible experience?
Oh, I got into a fracas with some uncouth lout who ran into my taxicab.
Oh.
He hit me when I wasn't looking.
Oh.
But before I got through with him, I gave him what for.
Oh, how mad.
But I don't need a nap, nephew. Tell me, is it possible for your housekeeper to have the afternoon off?
Oh, sure.
Fine, fine. I thought maybe I'd have her show me the town.
Oh, I'd be glad to show you the town, Uncle Maurice.
Who asked you? let's go, Uncle. Sir.
Well, Freddy, I told you it'd work. Your uncle is very impressed.
He sure is.
And did he go for Mrs. Odette? Boy, if Dad ever found out about this, he'd skin you alive. Drinking his champagne, wearing his best clothes.
Oh, how can he find out? By the time he gets back from Chicago, Uncle Maurice will be gone.
I wonder who that is. Dad!
Mr. Albright!
Well, what are you two staring at? You think I was a ghost.
I wish you were.
Dad, you're supposed to be in Chicago.
I missed my plane. I got into a beef with some uncouth lout at the airport. The guy slugged me when my back was turned. But before I got through with him, I gave him what for.
Dad, you've got to get the next plane and go right back to Chicago.
Are you trying to get rid of me?
Yeah. I mean,
I'll go tomorrow. Mr. Honeywell is having the meetings postponed. In the meantime, I'm going to look up that monkey I had the fight with and give him another poke in the nose just for good measure.
Well, how do you know where to find him?
Well, he dropped his wallet. There was a telegram in it from the Hotel Compton confirming a reservation.
The Hotel... Compton?
Yes.
What's his... name?
Maurice Morton.
You better pick him up off the floor, Dad.
Well, why should I?
Because he's wearing your suit.
Hand me that pitcher of water, Margie, or I'll bring him too.
You got water all over your shirt.
Oh, where?
The one Freddy is wearing. He's coming around.
Where am I? Where am I?
Never mind where you are. You better start worrying about where you're going to be when I get through with you.
Hey, Mr. Albright, I only wanted to make an impression on my uncle.
Well, when I see him, I'll make an impression on him with my fist. And I think I'll give him an extra poke in the nose, too.
Why?
For having a stupid jerk like you for a nephew.
Who's a stupid jerk?
You are.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never harm me.
Liable to try sticks and stones.
Uh-oh. That must be Uncle Maurice and Mrs. Odette.
Good. I can't wait to get my hands on him. Open the door and stand aside.
Oh, it's Mr. Honeywell.
Hello, Margie.
Hi.
Albright, put down your dukes and stop making like Rocky Marciano.
I was just shadowboxing. Mr. Honeywell, I'm sorry about missing that plane. I didn't get a chance to explain to you over the phone, but it wasn't my fault.
Well, whoever made you miss it deserves a vote of thanks. I'm glad you didn't get to go to Chicago. I need you in New York now.
Why, what's up?
Well, I just got a wire from our Denver office. There's a man in town from Denver that our office there has been trying to land as a client. And you're just the man for the job.
What's his name?
Maurice Morton. Margie, what's the matter?
Nothing. A name got caught in my throat.
All right, I want you to entertain this Morton fellow while he's here. Butter him up. So that when he goes back to Denver, we'll have him as a client.
But I can't stay here. I've got to be in Chicago tomorrow.
Oh, forget it. I'll go to Chicago. Already made a reservation. Butter up this Morton character. I want that account.
Oh, but Mr. Honeywell...
That's an order!
Yes, sir.
Okay, see you when I get back.
Oh, what a spot to be in. The guy I had the fight with. The guy I want to punch in the nose, and now I've got to butter him up. At you, little hyena. Why does he have to be your uncle?
Because he's my mother's brother.
Why does he have to be your mother's brother?
Dad, you can't blame Freddy for that.
What am I going to do about this situation? When Morton finds out that I'm Vern Albright of Honeywell and Todd, we'll never get this account.
Well, I'll think of something.
Oh, you better start thinking fast. This must be him now.
Oh, my. We had such a wonderful afternoon.
Yeah, we certainly did. What's this uncouth lout doing here?
Now, Mr. Morton, I can explain everything.
Mr. Morton, this is my father, Victor. He's Mr. Wilson's chauffeur and valet.
Boy, what quick thinking.
Margie, what
you... You see, Mr. Morton, my boss, Mr. Wilson, sent Victor out to the airport to meet you.
Yeah, that's right, Uncle.
Oh, well, all I can say, nephew, is that with the exception of your fascinating maid and your charming housekeeper, the rest of your domestic help doesn't have the intelligence of a donkey.
Well, it's so hard to get help these days.
What? Now see here.
Victor, watch your tongue, you uncouth lout.
And I think you should apologize to Mr. Morton for what happened at the airport.
I apologize.
Okay, I accept.
Margie, what was the idea of passing me off as Freddy's chauffeur?
Not so loud, Dad. Uncle Maurice is out in the kitchen with Mrs. Odette. If he finds out who you really are, Honeywell and Todd will never get his account.
Well, how do you expect me to land his account as Victor?
Well, just listen a moment. Uncle Maurice has a very high regard for Freddy. All he has to do is tell his uncle what a great organization Honeywell and Todd has, and his uncle will listen to him.
Well, it might work at that. Okay, I'll continue to be Victor.
Good. Then it's settled.
Just a moment. Nobody consulted me.
Freddy, you don't mean to say you won't do it.
Only if your father asks me.
Okay, I'm asking.
Say please.
Oh, all right. Please.
Pretty please.
Dad, put down that vase. Here comes Uncle Maurice.
Okay, start acting like servants. Victor, lay out my evening clothes.
I'd like to lay you out in them.
Well, if you, I guess I'll go back to my hotel.
Oh, I'll go with you, Uncle. As long as you're leaving tomorrow, I want to discuss something with you.
Oh, I'm not leaving tomorrow. Why, I'm having such a good time here, I think I'll stay a week.
A week?
Yes. Nephew, could you have your chauffeur drive me to my hotel?
Oh, sure. Okay, Victor, get going. And then you can have the rest of the evening off.
Well, thank you.
Thank you what?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Marge, I can't stand much more of this. 4 days as Freddie Wilson's chauffeur and valet is enough to drive me batty.
I know what you mean. It's beginning to get on my nerves, too. Why, he's really living the part. The way he orders me around in front of his uncle.
Greetings, everyone. The mobster is home.
Where's your uncle?
He'll be over soon.
Freddie, we're all getting a little tired of pretending to be your servants. And we're getting a little tired of the way you order us around in front of your uncle.
Well, I'm just playing my part, too. Do you think I like what I'm doing?
Yes.
You're right.
Uh-oh. Maid, answer the door.
Why? It didn't say anything.
Hello, everybody.
Well,
nephew, it's so nice out. Why don't you have Victor take us for a drive in the country, huh?
Wonderful. I'll fix the picnic lunch.
Yeah, good idea.
Victor, get the convertible out.
Nephew, I trust that you'll give your housekeeper the afternoon off so she can accompany us.
Oh, sure.
Good.
So how about giving your maid the afternoon off, too, so she can go along?
Why not? I'm Democratic.
Who cares how you vote? Let's go.
Ah, this country air is wonderful. comfy, Mrs. Odette?
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Then how about letting me sit on your lap for a change?
Okay.
Freddie, now's the time to go to work on him.
Yeah, you're right.
Victor, drive a little slower.
Yes, Mr. Wilson. Sir. Master.
Uncle Maurice, I'd like to talk to you again about letting Honeywell and Todd handle your investment.
Well, I haven't had time to really check up on them, but... I did learn that they have a VP by the name of Vern Albright, who practically runs the firm. What sort of a man is he?
Oh, I think he's a good man, Uncle. Of course, I wouldn't go so far as to say he was brilliant.
Victor, watch where you're driving!
That was close.
Victor, keep your eyes on the road!
Freddie, what were you saying about Albright's ability?
It's better wait till we get around this curve.
I'm willing to be guided by your opinion, nephew. If you say this Albright fellow is competent, I'll give his firm my account. What's that?
What happened?
I don't know.
How's your gas?
Oh, it doesn't bother me. I took some bicarbonate before we left.
Empty.
We passed the gas station about 4 miles back.
Well, there's an empty can in the back of the car.
All right, Victor, take this can and start walking.
Me? Walk 4 miles for gas? Why, you little squirt, I've taken all I'm going to take from you.
Mr. Albright, put me down.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Mr. Morton, now you know. I'm Vern Albright of Honeywell and Todd. I only pretended to be Victor so you wouldn't hold any hard feelings against me for that incident at the airport.
I knew it all the time, Albright.
But how did you find out?
Yes, how did you find out?
Don't look at me.
No, Mrs. Odette didn't tell me. I was suspicious, and I made a few inquiries around the building. You know, the doorman, switchboard operator, and so forth. That's how I found out everything.
Well, now that you know, I guess this means you won't do any business with my father.
Why, on the contrary. Anyone who can take the punishment that he took from Freddy is good enough for me.
Thanks, Mr. Morton.
I hope you're not angry with Freddy for deceiving you.
No, I could never be angry with Freddy. He's always been my favorite nephew. In spite of his many faults, he's a likable kid.
Oh, thanks, Uncle. Okay, likable kid. Pick up that can and start walking back for gas. Okay, get going. Mush. Mush.